Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
This woman in Cyprus gave birth to a son last year, found out she was producing way more breast milk than her son could drink.
Yeah.
So she started a side hustle.
Yeah, she's selling it.
She started selling it.
Woohoo!
But not to moms.
Oh, no.
Because there's those leagues where moms who can't, they're like La Leche League, I think is one.
Okay.
She's selling it to bodybuilders.
Yes, because they swear by this.
She discovered some bodybuilders felt drinking human breast milk gave them a competitive edge. So she started providing it to them and making big bucks. She sold over 132 gallons of her own breast milk.
Good for like in a week or like a year?
Well, I don't know when it dries up because my wife just kind of gave up when the kids stopped wanting to take it straight from the boobie. She slowly just like let them dry up. But I think if you keep it going, because she's told me stories of like her grandma was like a wet nurse in the neighborhood.
I've heard that.
If you keep it up and there's just like other kids just stop by, it's like, yeah, go ahead and jump on. And so I don't know how long she's been doing it, but she's made like $6,000.
Clearly it's not regulated. You don't have to be like government.
It is a little because it feels like you're selling. It should absolutely. You can't buy milk anywhere else. It's not.
That's true. Yeah. Plus you read those stories about the little kids and their lemonade stands getting shut down because of the government. Well, how come they're getting shut down and Ma over here with her surplus isn't getting...
Because nobody's talked about it on the radio until now.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, woman in Sprices, Cyprus, Rafaela Lamprou.
Good for her. Yeah.
That's a good side hustle.
Instead of throwing it away, let's make some cash on it.
Did you ever side hustle?
I got a trust fund, so that's my...
Oh, God.
I don't know where I was. I'm sorry. How about you, buddy? You had
my
side
whole life's been side hustle.
You always had a main job and then something on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, well, I mean, when you're a musician, everything's side hustle.
Isn't being a musician the side hustle?
You want to pretend that it's not, but yes. Thanks, Steve. What I was trying to do as a career and pointing out that it was really a hobby.
But until it becomes your thing. So you transferred it from a side hustle to your main source of income.
I pretended that it was my main source of income, but my side hustle was actually where I was making my money.
Sorry.
Like, yeah. I mean, I would like sell... I was a side hustler. I'd sell anything. If I were in my 20s today, I'd be nothing but side hustle. Because when I was younger and I had to sell stuff, because I knew ways to buy musical equipment on the cheap, because I knew all these guys.
Oh, you would like...
If eBay was around when I was 20...
That would have been your...
And Craigslist. Oh, my God.
Selling band stuff and yeah.
I know people, and so do you, whose side hustle is they go to Goodwill.
Yes.
They know how to buy. They walk through Goodwill, takes them all damn day, but they go through and go, look, this is a Lacoste shirt. And they know this is Goodwill $2 day. So they buy like,
that's true.
This is a Bugatti shirt. This is Michael Kors, something, whatever. They buy all this stuff. They spend like $200 on 50 items. And then they go home. Start putting it on their Facebook community page, throw it on Craigslist, throw it on eBay.
That's true.
And make a crap ton of money. That side hustle is decent.
You're right. That's one day where you have to be in the store. That's a lot. But yes. Outside of that, then yeah.
Because eventually, you know, I can look at this. They're going to charge me $2 to $4 for it. But I know I can at least get 10, if not 50.
There's the side hustle.
Because didn't your friend, like she was on the cutting edge of the ugly Christmas sweater thing. And got ahead of it.
She did. She was like the source. If you needed an ugly Christmas sweater, you kind of
had them before Walmart started just carrying them.
Yeah, but then you're right.
People would have the parties. You're like, where are we going to get them? And it's like, try going to Goodwill. You'd go to Goodwill and there weren't any. She
hoarded them all year long.
That was a genius side hustle.
And then everyone else started catching up. And then she's like,
yeah, but I mean, for the time when it worked,
years.
Because you were just desperate and you jump online.
Because whatever we needed one, I would just...
for a while, I wanted my side hustle to be, and I never have been able to get ahead of it, but to know what this year's toy is.
Oh, and then buy them out. And then you like sell them for like 800 markup.
Yep.
Dude.
If you can get ahead of it, I mean, but too many people are trying to do it. And then what happens is if you're wrong and they make enough of it, it's like the Nintendo Switch or whatever.
Yeah.
If you could have got your hands on a bunch of those, they were selling for three times the value you easily.
You know what else? That you, in the last 2 years, you have a new side hustle to the point where I've learned so much about it. It's like playing the stock market.
Which one?
If there's like a major event going on in a venue, buy those tickets early because the closer that you get to that venue, all of a sudden you start seeing the market share, the price for that go.
And I'm not even doing it. I'm not reselling stuff.
Yeah.
I've just had to go to some major events and had to buy tickets to get in.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a window when you, like,
there is,
if you know how to, I'll just say this. I'm not a fan of scalpers, but I respect what they go through.
Yeah.
Because there's an ebb and flow to that side hustle.
There is. And you, dude, you had your thumb on that pulse.
For the Super Bowl this year, I knew when tickets were spiked and like I should have gotten out.
You could have made three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
Which was.
That's a great side hustle.
But then they fell in like 24 hours to almost face value. So that side hustle can be very, you should see those guys on the streets when the market's falling. They're just like,
oh, panic.
Unload everything. It's weird.
It's like the stock market.
It completely is. All right. So we've got a whole list of different side hustles that we want to talk about, but we really want to hear, and we're not going to try to steal your ideas for hustle. But if you've got a pretty cool, I don't know, selling breast milk, or my side hustle was plasma, man. I would give plasma anytime I could.
That's right.
If you've got a side hustle, we want to hear all about it. Amber?
Yay.
Side hustle.
So mine started out like you guys were talking. I was doing a lot of eBay stuff, going to Goodwill, reselling, and then I stumbled upon this whole area of eBay called well-worn shoes. And it's a fetish thing.
It's creepy dudes who want to buy your shoes because they have a foot fetish.
Yes.
No, you're not doing that.
So yeah, it's a certain arch of your foot in the shoe that like dings it, and they like find you and they send you some of the weirdest messages that you don't have to respond to, but they want like stinky shoes and they want like dirty shoes, and the more well-worn they are, the more you get for them.
Nasty.
You
Amber.
Haven't graduated past shoes, have you?
No.
Okay. There's guys will pay for.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Just
other. Yeah.
Jeez.
So do you have regulars who like they dig what you're doing and they like then say you do?
So some of them actually like are constant buyers, and I already see the same usernames come through, and I've answered a few questions from some people. Some of the questions get really weird. Like they want to see the bottom of your foot. And I'm just like, no, like you get the shoe.
But what the
heck? How much can you make for a pair of shoes on your side hustle?
I've made $80 on one pair, and it's usually around 50. Like 50 is like a solid number.
So you go buy them at Goodwill?
Yeah.
And then
so they're not technically my stinky feet in them.
But they're never going to know. Amber, I don't know how to feel about
how much do you think you've made total being a weird foot fetish person?
I've been doing it about a year, and I make at least rent every month, like at least.
Good for you. So,
every month just from selling nasty shoes.
Yeah. So we're talking probably like 15,000.
Amber, keep it up. Thank God. Weirdo dudes.
It just tells you how men
just weird.
Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, I don't want to ruin your side hustle, but the hell is wrong with you?
Exactly.
Come on, dude.
Nasty.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a good hustle, though.
Good for you.
Love your motivation, Amber.
Jeez.
I don't have that
at all.
I'm not afraid of feet, but I don't think about it.
Right.
Annie?
Yay.
Side hustle. What you hustling?
So I used to work at the last smoking lounge at DIA, and normally they would have, it's $3 to enter, and people got really upset about that. Okay. So I started bringing in things like body spray and mints and gum and sanitizer, lotions, toothpicks, things like that. And the girl that trained me told me that it would be unheard of to make more than $10 to $15 in a shift in tips. I was averaging between $150 and $2.
Holy smokes.
Because you had mints and things that they wanted so they'd smell right when they got on their flight.
Well, I'd bring in brand name body spray. I'd bring in gum, different types of mouthwashes and different types of sensitive skin lotions.
Smart.
And I just have it sitting around my little post where I would sit at my little podium, and I would never charge for it. They would just tip for it.
Wow. And
that is a genius hustle.
Yeah, you saw a need and you filled the hole.
That's...
Yeah, and it was genius. It saved my husband lost his job the November prior, so it paid our bills for a year.
I guarantee you, Steve has tipped you.
$1,800
a month.
Yeah,
I know.
Yes,
because we can never find him when we're waiting for a flight. It's like he's at the damn smokers lounge,
Concourse C, but it's gone. It closed 5 days ago.
What?
Yes. No. Yes. And he lost your side hustle. And I can't go smoke.
And it looks like Steve is traveling no more.
I'd.
Wow. Tanya?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your side hustle?
My side hustle was getting my bachelor's degree and my 2-year teaching certification paid for 100%.
How'd you do that?
I got my bachelor's degree paid for because I found out that large companies had some really good education benefits.
They do.
So I started calling around to large companies' HR departments, and I would ask them what their education benefits are. And if they were good enough, then I would say, well, what kind of openings do you have? And I eventually got a job, entry level, and they paid for 100% of my bachelor's. My teacher's certification, which was 2 years, same thing. Libraries are amazing. Big fan of the libraries. And I was called around to Jefferson County Library and other libraries asking them if they had any education type meetings going on. And they had one coming up. And I found out about the Jeffco Workforce Center, went through all the red tape and got a $2,000 grant that paid for my teacher's license.
Look at you go.
That's great hustle.
Brilliant.
And you're not doing anything wrong.
You're not. You're just working the system.
Federally funded, you know. Well, the company one isn't, but there's tons of corporate dollars that don't get spent on scholarships because people don't know about them.
But you did your homework.
That is nice hustle. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Wow.
Appreciate it, Tanya. Candy.
Yay.
Yay.
What's your side hustle?
I'm a mystery shopper, and I've been doing it for a long time. And just recently, I went up to a very big casino near here, and they paid for our rooms, our food, all of our food at the restaurants and drinks, and gave us money to gamble at the tables and at the slot machines.
And all they want to know is how they're doing customer service-wise.
Yeah, it was kind of a long thing, but... lots of reports, but if you want more money than they gave you to play with, you're supposed to report it. But we won over $1,200 that weekend.
God.
And we didn't tell them we won. We just told them we lost money.
Your job is to gamble, basically, kind of.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back up there.
Right. Dang, good.
All you need to do is start selling the shoes you walk around Blackhawk in.
Okay, all right.
And you can double your hustle.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.